I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's, Jane. Bah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
It made me think of that trend where people were sharing names that they would like for a baby if it didn't mean what it meant. Arson for a boy or felony for a girl.
I was going to say a
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nixon. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, my lovely wife, my co-host, my best friend, an overall great person.
Hey there.
Melissa Nickerson. Our producer, Andy Lara, is here.
Bonjour.
Oh, I asked Melissa seconds before we started recording if I sound sultry, and you go, "What do you mean sultry?" I go, "Sick," and you go, "Sultry and sick are different." I'm very aware that those are different words, Melissa. What I was asking was, is my voice sound altered in any way than different than it normally does? It sounds different to me.
And I said it's lower.
It's lower.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Andy? Does it sound normal?
It sounds hypeless.
Oh, like devoid of hype?
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. It's meaningless.
It's a tone. It's a tonal quality.
It's a tone. Okay.
Yeah.
Your voice lacks meaning.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
I'm about as meaningless as a San Diego Chargers jacket you got on there.
Oh, I know. I thought Mel was dressed for space. Mel's ready to go. Mel's starring in the reboot of Galaxy Quest. Listen, Mel, I can't believe we got you this engaged this early in the episode.
I know.
Usually Mel settles in around the 12-minute mark.
Devoid of
meaning. Well, guys, it's very clearly early release week. Mel's putting out that energy.
Yeah. No, I just have been basically solo parenting for two weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
And, like, housekeeping and, like, managing the house. And I'm just barely hanging on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a little on edge, and I get it. And I'm going to stop proposing weekend plans.
Yeah, he's... You're home this weekend. You're usually not home weekends. So you're like, well, there's a lot of stuff we could get done. Like, And I'm like, look at the calendar.
Yeah.
It's full.
I've been like, are we going to see Wicked 2? Are we going to, Christmas lights.
I got to drive
Maybe
with Gloria
we can go on a hike.
4 to 5
Maybe
hours.
I'll do some spots. Mark Norman's in town on Friday. And you're like, we don't have time for any of this.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I've segmented my Sundays into like three things.
Mm-hmm.
Church, drive with my 16-year-old daughter, drive my other daughter to volleyball.
Right.
That's it.
That's it.
And then like prep for the week. Like mm-hmm. there's no like extra events.
Yeah.
That's it.
We should go to Japan.
That is it.
We should go to Japan.
You have a spare 5 minutes.
I know, but you can't get mad at me for wanting to do those things.
Yeah.
I didn't make any hard commitments.
I know, but
and I
nobody understands that the later you wait in the day, the sun starts going down. It's harder for the 16-year-old to drive.
Right, right.
She has to learn in daylight.
In the words of Melissa Nickerson, it's not that simple.
Basically, I've been trying to convince my two daughters that we need to stay on the schedule
right,
for 2 weeks.
Right.
And they've been like fighting me the whole way. So
right.
then for you to come in and be like,
I didn't even suggest anything, Melissa. Sometimes we have fights and tension that I think are based off of old fights and tension. That you think I'm coming home with all these big plans. And I didn't. I didn't make any plan. And anything, what I did propose to you was, hey, I don't want to take a full week and a half off of stage time because you can get rusty. And I said, could you think about, please, these 3 days to consider a potential spot? I gave you 3 days to choose. And I didn't even make a hard commitment on one of them. And we have not talked about it since, but... By the way, you do have some nerds on your teeth.
I don't care if you go do sets. But you were like, come with me.
And that was a different thing.
Different.
That was a different conversation. That was a totally different conversation. See.
Did I get it?
I don't think so.
I don't know where it is.
It's like right in the middle.
Okay, hold on,
Andy. One of the big front teeth. It's not in the gums.
It's like on the front of your teeth.
It's on the front of the teeth.
There it is. You got it.
It might be lipstick.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Whichever.
I think I got it.
You got it, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's...
I like that I thought it was Nerds Gummy Clusters.
we got them here.
The reason that it's good to keep all of this in this podcast, because this is not a fight. What this is re-entry.
Yeah, no, that's... I don't think this is a past fight. I think this is, like, you got home at 2 o'clock, and...
Like, 1.
You got home at 2 o'clock and we had our daughters and our business and our house and a podcast to prep.
Yeah, we got a lot going
and a very full week.
Yeah, totally. And that's like when you're gone as long as I was this last week, which I almost never do. I was essentially gone for 2 weeks.
Every once in a while, you'll do like a 10-day run.
Yeah.
So this is extraordinarily long.
You go, and I mean you, both of us, you full compartmentalized.
But, So that's the hard part is you're like, oh, the security alarm isn't working. And I'm like, I can't even begin to tell you how many steps I've taken to try to fix this.
Right, right.
But, like, I can't catch you up right now.
And that's fine.
Because I have to go to bed.
Right.
You know, like, so it's stuff like that.
It was 9:38. It was bedtime.
I know. It's over. That's it, Destin.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't, I think it's fun. I don't view it as real tension. I view it as we are two people who are very close and love and live our life together. And for 2 weeks, you essentially, like you and I talked a lot, not a lot, but you and I touched base for a half an hour to an hour a day, or we text here and something like that. So it's not like darkness. and we text or whatever. There's some touch points that we have. But as far as like practical day to day, like you said, you're like, I made so many decisions without you. I turned the heat on for the winter. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. That's always, when are we turning the heat on? Which is a very San Diego thing to do. But I think that's true of a lot of places. Like, when do we switch to the heat? Yeah. You know?
Season changed while you were gone.
Seasons changed.
Dearest Dustin.
Yeah. Yes. The winter cold has arrived.
You're like a fisherman.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm here to help. Thomas the Train. That's what I also did, though, when I got home, which was like, how can I start knocking out some jobs that you've had to do? Like, how can
it's mainly just the driving. It's the school pickups.
There's a lot of school pickups. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in this early release, and then, you know, we're doing homework last night, and we got a kid who doesn't want to do math, and suddenly the shower she took 30 minutes ago, there's conditioner in her eyes. You're like, It started with one eye, but then she still had to do math, and then it was two eyes. You're like, This seems suspect.
You need your eyes to do math. Yeah. Anymore. Unfortunately.
But I'm home for a minute now, which is nice.
We should get some magic drops that take the conditioner staying out of your eyes so you can do math homework.
It's not working. It's not working. Okay. Okay, you can do your math tomorrow.
My eyes are a little bottle. It says, takes the sting out of conditioner when you don't want to do your math homework. Oh, we got them.
Here they are. This is the product just for this.
Work.
Yeah. Mel's making herself cry laugh.
So dumb. She's too old to fall for it.
Yeah. Get your little label maker out.
Yeah. Magic. It was funny now.
These magic eye drops. Well, it didn't matter. The only remedy for it was you don't have to do your math. That was the only thing that could get the conditioner out of her eyes was you don't have to do your math. And suddenly, 3 minutes later, he's like, it's feeling better. Oh, yeah, I bet it is. I bet it is.
Yeah.
But like you said, she did just go to bed. And that was, that's why you don't do your homework late. So anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. One of the big topics we're going to talk about is why I was gone the first week. I was out with Nate Bergetzi up in my hometown in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. A bunch of dates up there. We'll talk a lot about that. My own tour dates in Nashville. I want to get some updates on how my family's been.
We're killing it.
Doing the see how driving lessons are going, all that kind of stuff. We got to do a real quick taste test. There's a new Nerds gummy cluster.
Yes. Our Facebook fan page alerted us.
Yeah.
That there's now Nerds juicy gummy clusters.
People bring these gummy clusters
mega
to the show. It's
crunchy,
great.
Gummy, juicy. Andy had them recently.
Yes.
I was like the poster. Date night kind of thing?
At an escape room, you know, of all things. Mm. Classic on-brand fandom.
Yeah.
You did an escape room with some friends.
Yeah, with some friends.
Somebody.
And our friend Jenny pulled these out, and I was like, oh, this is
strawberry
this is it.
Punch.
It looks like it's okay. Is this going to be like a fruit snack, but with Nerds gummy clusters on it? Like a Gusher? Oh, you got two.
Move over Gushers.
Yeah,
right?
I said they went straight for Gushers.
All right, let's give you the try.
Okay.
It feels like a move.
Oh my gosh.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
All right, now I'm going
to. It's kind of sour. A little bit.
I wonder if it's that flavor.
Strawberry punch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we had the rainbow ones the other night.
What do you prefer more, the traditional?
I think I prefer the traditional. I like a little more crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
These are good, though.
It's definitely different.
Well,
I like the juicy ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you
and it might just be some science where they're just making you salivate more, convincing you there's juice inside.
Buddy. They're great. Those are great. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah,
I wish the OG remains untouched.
I just had two Nerds gummy clusters just cause. So, give me a second.
Those are what your magic eye drops are. Actually, you just dab those Nerds gummy clusters on it, sucks it out. Let me give you guys. I got some tour dates coming up. Thanksgiving weekend. That's next weekend. I'm going to be here in San Diego, 28th through the 30th. We'll see if I'm still sounding sultry and voidless, my voice-wise. December, I'm going to be December 4th in Tulsa, December 7th in Oklahoma City. December 18th, I'm going to be Brooklyn, New York at the Bell House. 19th through 21st, Mel's Home Club, The Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. January dates, we got Dallas, Houston, Charleston, South Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina. February, Boise, Salt Lake, Phoenix. March, we have Chicago. We just added this one, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. There you go.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Going to Oshkosh. They wanted me. Great. D.C., Everett, and Tacoma. Tacoma, we added Sunday show. Because the other ones were selling really fast. And then April, we have Philadelphia, Fort Wayne, Portland. Portland, we also added a Sunday show. We added two Sunday shows because four of the five already sold out or something. It's crazy, Portland. Thank you. Thank you so much, Portland. Spokane, Vancouver. And then the rest, we got Las Vegas, Atlanta, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Louisville, Buffalo. We just added Buffalo. June 4th, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, PA, Denver, Colorado. That's it. I mean, I think there's going to be a couple other like one-offs that we add between there, but that's it. And we're going to record a special somewhere in there, but we can't announce that yet.
Okay.
We know where it is, but we got to, figure these things out. This is, if you guys haven't already liked and given us reviews on the pods, please do. If you haven't started the clock already, please do that as well. I could have very well done that just as much as you.
There's roles, responsibilities in this room.
Yeah. What are we at recording time, just for record?
Minus 15. We're at 25.
We've been recording 25 minutes already?
Probably closer to 20.
Okay.
Yeah, about 20.
Feels like 2 hours.
Ew.
I'm just kidding. Oh. Make sure to keep all this in, Andy.
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Bah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
If you haven't already given us reviews, likes, all that kind of stuff on wherever you listen, please do so. This is one we got on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever you call it. 5-star, but this has a question too. This is from Picket Paxlayer. Disney help. I'm going to Disney, Florida in a couple weeks with my high school music department. What are some things that I should not do? Pack, not pack. We got lucky and are flying out of the local airport on a chartered flight, so I don't need airport advice. Yeah, what are the do's and don'ts of Disney? Love the pod. Keep it up. I've never been to Disneyland in Florida. So
Disney World.
Disney World.
I've never been to Disney World.
Is it Disney? Well, it's technically Disneyland. There's technically Disneyland in Florida,
Enchanted.
And it's part of Disney World, which is inclusive of Epcot and all the other places, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
my understanding.
I don't know.
There's
Animal Kingdom, there's Enchanted.
There's Epcot.
Epcot, isn't it Enchanted?
And then...
No, I'm thinking of that tiny little crappy one in Oregon. Enchanted Parkway or Enchanted Forest. Enchanted Forest. You want to see pull up a picture of Enchanted Forest?
Yeah, it's mostly true.
Magic Kingdom. Right?
Yeah.
That's what it's called, right? Magic Kingdom. The
Enchanted
TV's
Forest
down, FYI.
Is mostly trees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They went with a nursery rhyme.
Oh, that's great. This reminds me of like Santa's Village a little bit in Big Bear that's no longer this, but man, that's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
You got a log ride.
I love it.
So that's in Orlando. That's a Disney property. Enchanted Court.
Okay, so then there's we don't have Disney advice because we haven't gone, but
we can give theme park
but
advice.
But you did. Your band went to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
So what does she need? She's a choir teacher, orchestra teacher,
high school music department.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you're
I don't know if this is the teacher
these...
or the student.
I think it's. Oh, okay. In my head, it was the teacher.
Oh, in my head, it was the student.
Oh, never mind. Okay, well, I was going to say, make sure the kids wake up.
As I said, because if it's the teacher, your schedule's packed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should buy a couple ponchos if you don't want to, you know, like...
Get wet, yeah.
If you don't want to get wet, they're like a dollar on Amazon, you know, and they're like 2 inches, you know?
I would
put
just
that in a backpack.
I would just say from... spending a lot of time in theme parks in our adult life, have a plan. Don't just go willy-nilly.
Yeah,
at least have a couple of
app.
Download the app.
Start studying their ride, the wait times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and then you can kind of pinpoint the 3 or 4 rides like you want to make sure you get
on.
And start with those, especially if you get in the park early. Prioritize the rides you want to.
Yeah, definitely know, like, hey, if nothing else, these are the 3 or 4 that I want to do, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our son went to grad night at California Adventure, and the ride times were, like, 3 hours.
Yeah, he said he did, like, 2 or 3 rides, you know?
Yeah,
right, like,
and poor guy. But
going to...
You know.
I don't even remember any of the rides that I went on in high school. I just remember I was in Disneyland with my friends from high school, and it was amazing.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Went to Knott's Berry Farm and rode Montezuma's Revenge straight 40 times. It was no one there. It's Knott's Berry Farm in the middle of the week,
and we could
just get off and go back, and we just kept going until like we just quit, and I think we went 40 times. It was a total.
How many times do you think you do as an adult consecutive?
It's one loop, and you just in the takeoff.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a pretty short experience,
you have to get off.
I'm gonna say I could probably do 15.
15. Wow.
Walk around, get off, get off the
run
ride,
run back around. I mean, it's such a small, quick ride that it made it so you could like sprint it. It was pretty.
Wow.
But that's high school.
You remember
going
that?
There. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. We didn't. All we had was. What's it called? I was going to say Valley Village.
I'm going to let you find it.
We had one theme park in Federal Way, Washington. It was called...
It wasn't tame. It was...
Dang. Wild.
Wild.
Wild Waves.
Wild Waves, baby. Wild Waves.
Coldest water park.
Well, you had never experienced a cold water park. The thing about Wild Waves is the hot tubs are usually pretty full. Everyone's pretty cold. Pretty cold.
Yeah, my dad called them warm tubs.
Yeah.
They were not hot.
I remember shivering in those lines. Like trying to get away. Yeah, you would get out.
We came from Japan, like an island, you know, Okinawa, Japan. So like tropical Japan and then North Texas. And then
where you had a pool.
Where we had a pool. And then we moved to Washington State.
Yeah, baby.
And
cold.
It's just, it does not get that warm.
Listen, it was in the 60s yesterday and I was
furious.
Way. I'm so mad at how cold it is now. So, well, there you go. I hope that helps. I wish we could be more help.
Ponchos and a charging bank.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah. And then like really good shoes, you know?
Yeah.
Something that you can wear.
Unless you're a teen, then just flip-flops,
know,
it's fine.
Whatever.
Put on your rainbows.
Sensible shoes.
Rainbows. When you're,
just
you
wear
know.
A clog for.
Yeah.
When you're, no, when you're
for
six.
12 miles.
When we were 16 Birkin years old, when we were 16 years old, we would walk 20,000 steps in a pair of rainbow sandals.
Yes.
And our feet had never felt better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Never felt better.
Yeah, you got to work out that patina.
Oh, man. Then play a little 3-on-3 basketball and your flip-flops.
No
piece
worries.
Of cake.
No worries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do some emails here. This is from Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
You want to read this one, Mel?
Okay, yes. Hey, guys. Listening to the Dutch baby discussion, my number one tip for making Dutch babies is don't overmix the batter. I whip the eggs until there is froth on top. Then stir in dry ingredients only using a fork. I always get a good puff up. with this method. Such a great breakfast to feed a lot of people at once. Mother of five. Side note, this is my youngest daughter's favorite breakfast. She never doesn't want Dutch babies. When she was about four, she woke me up blurry-eyed and sweet on a Saturday morning and started begging me to make baby Germans. It took me a minute to realize what she was asking for. Not very PC, but we still refer to Dutch babies as baby Germans.
That's very funny.
Love listening to the pod in between sports practices and games in life. Mm-hmm. Just saw Dustin and Nate last weekend in Portland. Such a fun night from Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny. That's very nice. I was going to tell you, this is like real quick. I got like three DMs in like 10 minutes. I missed this. Somebody promoted my shows in Oklahoma. Somebody's like, I'm sorry, we can't make it. We have volleyball practice and my wife is the coach. My daughter has a Christmas recital that week. We have two kids choir concerts that night. This one right here is from our Facebook group, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. This is from Joy. Just came to say I hate the An American Tale. I've never actually watched it, but it came out in 1986 when I was working at Sears when I was 16. There was some kind of promotional tie-in, and there was a TV with a VHS tape that would play that dumb song, and they would automatically rewind and play over and over. And then Tom responded to that comment. Do you have any idea where that VHS is now? I'm curious to know if it is still somewhere out there.
Tom. So sorry, Joy. I mean, working at Sears in the 80s, whoo.
Yeah.
Whew. It's a big store in the 80s.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Those Christmas seasons
1986
there?
Sears seasonal, Christmas.
Seasonal help.
What's the one line for that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
I wonder if in some people, when they hear Make America Great Again, that's what they think. 1986 Sears Christmas. Pretty great. Seems great. I don't know. I was two.
The commercials made it seem great.
They seem pretty great. Yeah. I had issues.
Yeah, that and Circuit City.
It's a different time.
It's a different time.
Here's some comments. This is on YouTube from our episode last week. This is from Meg 5897. I moved a million times. Don't trust one study. I love moving in new adventures. If you can make an effort, it helps you become an outgoing adult and to be agile and adaptive. I know it's not easy when you have good friends, but you can text, call, and video chat.
Well,
that's certainly
true. Didn't have video chat in the 80s.
You just had Sears.
We just had VHS tapes of American Tale.
There's no doubt that it is easier to communicate with friends now, you know, which is why we are moving. I was in Fargo last week.
I'll just
I got
do
a taste.
It while you're gone.
Yeah. That is a funny thought. If I was like, hey, we're going to move. And you're like, well, who's going to do all that? Good point. I'll find the new place to live. And then, I mean, that's pretty much how we did it last time. I was like, hey, I found a new place to live, and I ordered the pod. And then you're like, okay, so I just do everything else? I'm like, I'm here to help. Somebody brought up, go ahead.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
Somebody brought up, they brought up from my book, and I forgot that I said this. Do you remember if we ever got a divorce,
I'd have to fill all the paperwork.
You'd have to fill all the paperwork.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I literally couldn't serve Melissa papers because I wouldn't. Like, how do you even start? The printer's out of ink. I don't know what to do. This one right here is from Christina Marshall, 6386. I've moved so many times I don't want to count. Recently we moved to Southeast Asia. So that is our biggest move as a family of six for sure. Wow. It is tough on our kids, but I also lived overseas as a kid and I'm thankful for the experience. And I pray my kids will eventually thrive here, but also keep ties to their roots. It seems like, you know, the theme from the last one that, and you've said this to me before, like with moving, you get some character, personality. Like, there's some
perspective.
Yeah.
For sure.
And you do become good at making friends.
Yeah. And you also, you learn a lot of skills through it. And you also, I don't know, you have a different approach. Like, when I moved to small town Texas, Like, my worldview was so much larger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Than the kids who had always known small town sex.
Right.
It's just different. Yeah. And then I left.
Fine. We'll move to Okinawa.
They're like, oh, that girl with all that perspective moved again.
Yeah. Well, there goes all our perspective. I was in Abilene this last week, and I like when I go to these. I mean, Abilene is bigger than Burke Burnett, but when I'm in these, like, I'm always like getting a little taste, I think, of what Mel's childhood, at least visually, I can picture it, you know?
I'm going to be honest, I forget where Abilene is. Is it like around Dallas?
It's a couple hours outside, and I think it's, I believe it's West Texas.
Town?
You want to pull that up on
the
a map?
Big city.
It's near Lubbock.
Yeah.
And it's a couple hundred thousand. It's not far from Waco either. It's like, I think it's in between.
Oh, okay. So it's between.
You can keep going.
Everything.
It's, yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, it's not West Texas, but it's west of Dallas.
So it's almost
dead in the middle. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. So.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, because I was talking to them, some people that like Abilene is one of those cities or towns that they're like, yeah, we knock out a couple hours to go places. Like we go see
the in between.
We go to Austin. Mm-hmm. We go to Dallas. I was talking to a guy who's both his kids go to Baylor, which is in Waco. You know,
it is such a big state.
It's gigantic.
And if you don't live there, you might not know that, but like
I mean, that was me being. I'm like, oh, it's west of Dallas. It's probably pretty far west, right? No, it's still dead center, big old state. I should know that because I live in a big state too. But.
Exactly.
So, great. Well, there you go. This is a good. This a comment on YouTube from Isaac Volk 4126. I grew up in a Dutch family, married a Dutch woman, had never heard of a Dutch baby, but that did not stop me from yelling in my car that my wife just made me my first Dutch baby. Our daughter is 3 weeks old.
Yeah. Congrats, Isaac.
Well done.
Love a dad joke.
Well done.
What was the one I was doing that was upsetting the girls yesterday? That's the problem with dad jokes is our girls cringe, but you genuinely like them. They make you laugh. And so when I can pull them off, it's a...
You did a London Bridge joke.
Oh, that one missed that.
There was a girl named
girl
London.
Named London.
It was, that was like, yeah, your setups are always so elaborate.
That one was.
Dad jokes were
that was because
like...
I was bored at volleyball.
I know.
I was trying to get to London Bridge. That one took me forever to get to, but don't make me rehash my bad work.
That's funny. I think it's funny.
Okay, this is a great question, and I can't wait for people to chime in on this. I definitely want emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and comments on the Dustin Dickerson Comedy Fans about this. This is a note from Lydia, an email. A few episodes behind, but when you guys talked about that dog named Garbanzo, I low-key thought that would be a great baby name if it wasn't a literal type of bean. It made me think of that trend where people were sharing names that they would like for a baby if it didn't mean what it meant. And I wanted to see if you guys had any. For me, I liked arson for boy or felony for a girl. Those would obviously be horrible if it didn't mean what it meant. I feel like they'd actually make really great names. Anyways, love the pod. Keep up the good work. Did you guys have any?
I thought of a few.
I have two. Yeah. Let me hear your guys's. I'll go first.
All
Again,
right.
Act like you have no association with this word whatsoever.
Mean what it meant.
You don't even know what it means. All right.
Okay.
Ready? My first one, diarrhea.
Boy or girl? Girl.
Girl. Call her Di for short.
Mm-hmm. You can also go to Rhea.
Yeah. Or Rhea. It is two names already.
Diarrhea
is a beautiful name.
Okay,
it does.
Okay.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Rhea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, chlamydia kind of works in that
sense. Chlamydia
same.
Absolutely works. Yeah. Yeah.
diarrhea. I was going to say asylum.
That That's very good. Asylum is very good, Melissa. Asylum is a great name. Psy?
Psy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Asylum is really good. Really, really good. Andy, what else you guys got?
I'm having to pick from 15 I wrote down on the way here.
All right. Why don't you give us your top three?
Rectum was in there.
Rectum's not good.
What are you talking about? If we lean English lordship, Lord Rectum sounds, it's right there.
I'm not giving you Rectum.
Like Ben Rector. Yeah.
Orphis.
Yours are very proper names.
Yes.
Yours sound like royalty.
Threat.
Threat.
That could be a boy's name. Like obscene. That.
Obscene.
Yep. Celery.
Celery. Celery's funny.
Seems feminine.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I like celery. And then I started leaning towards foods. Poblano.
Poblano. Foods are good.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, garbanzo is a great
it's
one,
great.
Too. Garbanzo is so
great.
Good. Great. What else you
That's
got,
great.
Mel?
Curse.
Curse is good. You're good at this, Mel.
Yeah.
I had one. Ready? Lucifer.
Yeah. I sat on those for a bit. Yeah.
I did.
Lou? Baby Lou?
Yeah.
Yep. Full name
Somebody
Lucifer?
Is named Lucifer.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah. Riot.
I mean, that's Riot is
great.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah,
Riot doesn't even, you can name
like Wyatt, like
you can
Riot.
Name your kid Riot tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, I got no problem with Riot.
Yeah. I had Assault in there.
Assault is good,
Mall, which is the same idea.
Mall? Like yeah, shopping
like,
mall?
Like a bear mall view.
Oh,
like Darth,
mall.
Like Darth
M-A-U.
Mall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's already taken.
Right,
drone? Could that be a name?
Yeah.
Ego? It's just
Ego is Star-Lord's dad.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, there's a certain threshold in which it just starts becoming Star Wars.
Names. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or just like
space names, Or Lucifer is a Bible name, he's in the book.
He's in the book.
Okay, you guys went to that play, Descendants. It's a
The
bad
zombies. Yeah,
bad characters. What is that word that I cannot think of? Villains.
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 Yeah, they start becoming.
They kind of start getting named.
Yeah, I mean, villains a good
Riot.
Name too, actually.
Yep.
Villain is a good name.
All right, give me one more, Mel. Our Asylum's
Elope.
The winner.
Yeah.
Elope. That one's gonna leave home. I think Asylum is so good.
It's a good name.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. Well done.
See, like a little punk rock family.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
together.
Asylum.
They're a diarrhea asylum.
Yeah. Or an immigrant.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I think we got a couple more emails, and let's get it. This is from Jared. You want to read this one,
Mel? Okay, yeah. My wife and I have two kids, a 15-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter, who often talks and acts like she's at least 16. We just got the boy his driver's permit this weekend, which allows him to drive with one of us in the passenger seat. After some practice in a nearby parking lot, he got a little bit of road time in our immediate neighborhood last Saturday. The next day, we took him a little further afield, though not too far, all within our town of 10,000 residents. As part of his essential training, we had him drive through McDonald's for the first time, which resulted in him trying to pay at the window with the car 4 to 5 feet away from the building. Then again, if he's going to err, I'd prefer he err away from the building.
Great point.
Good point. But the best part was supplied by his sister. As we're pulling up to the window, I noticed that the car in front of us is a BMW. And I say from the back seat, and for God's sake, don't hit this BMW. Without missing a beat, the 10-year-old says, but if we do, everybody needs to act like you hurt your neck or something. In that moment, I knew that all my worries about saving for retirement were unnecessary. This little grifter is going to make sure we're taken care of. Thanks, Jared.
That's very funny. Thanks, Jared. That's great. A couple
Smart
emails up. Someone
sister.
Mentioned that they had seen me in Portland. So, you know, I was gone for 2 weeks, and the first week of that, I was out with Nate, and I had not, I mean, I did Vegas with Nate.
Yeah,
but
I
was trying to think about the last time I was out with Nate. It had been a minute. I don't even remember.
Usually do like a run or two a year.
Yeah. And I got a couple more coming up this year. But it was, I will tell you, Mel, I mean, it's like I hopped the first time I ever did a weekend with Nate. I did spots with Nate. I've told a couple stories of opening for Nate. Have I told the golf one on here before?
Arizona one.
Okay. So, yeah, early on, the first time I ever worked with Nate, I did a guest spot at a church show with Johnny W. with him in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
That was the first time I met and connected with Nate. This would have been 2017, 2018.
Sure.
And I certainly knew who Nate was.
I think, I remember pretty early on you did Irvine.
So
him then, around 2018.
Right. So then, and then I do a couple guest spots here and there, Punchline in San Francisco. And then one of the, I think, Stand Up Live in Phoenix, just guest spots. Hi, I'm around, you know. And hanging out, which is a thing you do. And he was like selling, but then I did a guest spot with him and like shortly after his first half an hour special came out. And he was still in clubs at the time, but that's kind of when it started.
Yeah.
And then my first full weekend was with Spokane and then Irvine and then, you know, some periodic ones. And it's insane to watch. I mean, like, I did some weekends with, Nate was selling tickets when I showed up because the Netflix special, so he was always established. And like, if you are a, if you, little Dustin's comedy corner here, if you are a club comedian who's selling tickets on the weekend, you are in the high percentages, top 10, 20% of comedians in the world. It is so hard to sell tickets. So he was always very well established, but we, so I wasn't with him like a Bates has been with him forever, but I've been with him since he was in clubs that were selling. But I mean, this is, I mean, it's literally something that like, not only is no comedian doing, I don't know that any comedian has done it, period. I've told you before, the whole reason that you add arena shows is that you don't have to do multiple shows in that town. That's why you go to the bigger venue, is so you can be more efficient in your touring. Like, I go to Nashville, and I'm there for 3 days. If I'd have done one, now I like going to Nashville, so I'm happy to do it. If I did one venue in Nashville, and I sold all those tickets in one night, now I can go to two or three other cities this night.
Same weekend,
Not with Nate, baby. I mean, Nate, I was at two Climate Pledge arenas, which are formerly the Key Arena. It's the arena in Seattle. Both sold out. And then he added the Tacoma Dome on the Wednesday, which you're not supposed to do. That's 30, 40 minutes away with traffic four and a half hours away. It's insane.
I just remembered the big run you did with him last year was the Texas run.
Oh, that's right. I did Austin where he did three shows.
It was like an hour outside of Austin, right?
No. It was at the Moody Arena in Texas.
New Brunswick?
No, that's in Jersey.
Oh.
I'd like to hear you keep trying to find this, though.
There's this big suburb in Texas, but it's outside.
You might be thinking what I did with Taylor when we did Grand Prairie outside of Dallas.
No.
With him,
it's
where
the Phipps moved, which I don't know if you knew them. Yeah. Or knew where they moved.
I don't think I ever did Dallas with...
It's like between San Antonio and...
I did San Antonio with Nate. What was funny because those were like rescheduled shows, and so we were doing like the Majestic Theater, which at that it's crazy. That's like a pop up show for Nate at this point. Like the theaters, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
And then we went to Austin where we did three shows at the Moody Center, which is on the University of Texas, and so in Austin proper. And the one I always talk about is the Monday. He did an arena on a Monday. You're not supposed to do arenas on Mondays. I can't believe you get this many people show up on a Monday.
That must be what I'm thinking of. But yeah, he's getting so big. He's doing like college campuses, like the biggest
arenas you can do. I mean,
gathering of humans.
When I turn on the NBA playoffs, I'm always like, I did that show. I did that arena with with Nate. Like I was like, oh, look, the Pacers are on. That's where Nate plays. And he sells it out twice, which is crazy.
It's insane.
It's wild. So, but, you know, at my level, what do they always say if we're going to do Seattle and Tacoma? They're like, you got to space it out every 6 months. you can't compete mm-hmm. with because they're too close of markets. Nate just plays them the same weekend and they all sell well. We did the Tacoma Dome on a Wednesday. Now, I will say, so playing with Nate is insane. It's crazy. I've told the story before of the first weekend I did with him in Spokane where we went golfing and I was like so nervous. Have I told this story on the podcast?
I mean, it's worth repeating. I don't think you've told it recently. You took some lessons.
I took some lessons because I...
you can't just go golfing with someone who golfs like
a lot.
Five times a
yeah.
week.
Yeah. You to know? Use your dad's term, I'm like a vacation golfer. Like, I'll golf, like, a couple times a year. Anytime I see Nate, he's like, when's the last time you played? I'm like, whenever I played with you last is the last yeah. time I golfed. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I got to... Because, you know, it's so much of the working the road with a headliner is, like, fitting the vibe of everybody. Even more so than when it was just you.
It was just the two of you.
Just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I take some lessons. Nate takes us to this course, Circling Raven in Idaho, which is outside of Spokane a couple minutes. And I'm on the driving range, and we're warming up, and I'm shooting really bad. I'm, like, missing the ball on the driving range, which is not good. The driving range is where you're supposed to be warming up. Yeah, worse than you would have ever done. Missing the ball on the driving range is... There's no pre- and now you're spiraling because you're like, oh no,
yeah. You need the confidence of crushing it a few times on the driving.
You've got to see
okay,
this.
I
yeah,
can get out there now.
And
they got a putt-putt course. Like,
yeah,
mile away.
Yeah. And Nate's and I'm like, oh my gosh, Nate's seeing this, and Nate's like, by the way, this is probably a pretty expensive round. He's mm-hmm. paying for.
Is it like a luxury course?
Yeah. Unbelievable. So nice. They had this their feature there is that you cannot see any other hole from any hole you're on. You're fully in, which is a very Northwest thing. Mm-hmm. A very fully enclosed on each
by trees.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's gorgeous. So this mm-hmm. is like the worst 30 minutes of my life. I remember at one point I like the club, I didn't throw the club, it didn't fall out of my hand, but it did kind of slip out of my hand a bit, and I had to go out onto the driving range a couple feet to get a club. Bad. Real bad. And I'm like,
you got like butterfingers.
I'm like, I'm not even gonna be able to play. Like, I'm just gonna have to ride around in the cart and be his caddy or cheer for him for a couple hours.
Like, sir, this is a golf course.
And then for 2 hours, or then we go over to the putting green to like warm up putting. And I was like, okay, well, at least if I can get my putting right, I'm missing the hole by 20 feet. I can't read a break. I'm like, it's like I've never played before. And I've been taking lessons. I'd been shooting pretty well. I'd been shooting kind of consistently in like the low 90s, which is good enough is what you want to be in a scenario like that. So we get to the first hole. And Nate's like, you want to go first or second? I'm like, second. I don't know. I mean, let's just see what you do.
I need some more time.
Two miracle things happen. One, Nate shanks it. Which is good. Nate's a good golfer, but mm-hmm. he takes a shank, and it's just us. That was the other thing. We didn't get paired with anybody,
oh, that's nice.
Which is great. So now I'm not playing in front of Nate and two strangers. Mm-hmm. That's the worst part about golf is playing in front of strangers. And then his next shot is very good. And then I get up there. I'm just like, what's going to happen, man? Am I going to lose? I'm not worried about losing the ball. I'm worried about losing a club. I'm worried about I'm going to miss the ball. This is going to be the most humiliating moment of my life. Pull out the driver, hardest to hit club, crank it 220 right down the middle of the fairway. Absolute miracle shot out of nowhere. Felt like angels in the outfield where the angel was grabbing the ball and putting it right there. Next shot, beforehand, I think Nate's probably like watching me going like, what the heck? This dude is terrible. What is going on? This guy's like,
he's
never golfed before. This guy's never played a sport in his whole life. And then the next shot, I get out like a 7-iron. I put it 10 feet next to the hole on the green. Same thing. Angels in the outfield, just securing 10 to 20 years of work in my future. I get up, I sink a 10-foot thing, I birdie the first hole. If I birdie one hole a game, it's a miracle. And now Nate's looking at me like, what the heck, dude? You were missing the ball on the drive, and you birdied the first hole? Like, I was, like, trying to, like, hustle him, like, even though there was no money on
a bet going.
Golf shark.
I go on to shoot a very okay to mediocre round. The whole weekend goes great, right? It's fun. It was time fun. This, like, the spectacle of, I mean, we talked about when we talk about the MSG, these shows, I mean, it's a wonder to behold them. They're very fun to be a part of. You're up for their 8 minutes, and you don't even take personally the fact that a lot of people are still getting sat, because you're
there's
like,
so many people.
There's so many people here. You know how hard it is to get to Climate Pledge, which is like lower Queen Anne? There's no parking here, and... can you imagine, hey, Melissa, you want to go to a Wednesday 7:30 show at the Tacoma Dome? I don't.
Yeah, that's going to be brutal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, full disclosure, let's give credit where credit is due. I'm not the first one in this family to perform at the Tacoma Dome.
Oh. I did have a top 20 quote that I shared.
So most
in my high school graduation.
Most kids in the South Puget Sound area graduate at the Tacoma Dome.
Yes.
That's where so I graduated from there. Melissa graduated from there.
Your brother did. Yep.
Your brother did. Mm-hmm. My sister did.
Yep.
And so Melissa had performed on stage at the Tacoma Dome before.
Ooh,
I had not.
Mm-hmm. Which was... At your graduation, you remember the funny story about your graduation?
I forgot my band music, right?
You put it in the bed of your truck.
Yeah.
And it flew away as we drove to your graduation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had it memorized. Ish. It was my last performance. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Send me to second chair? It's last performance.
You're just like looking at your neighbors.
Yeah.
It's fine. So, yes, you know, I did perform at the Tacoma Dome and the Pantages Theater. Mm-hmm. So,
do you remember your quote at the Melissa's quote?
Because
they got to give a quote at high school graduation.
A ship is safe in the harbor, but that is not what a ship is for.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Very good.
It's kind of deep.
Someone put that on a mug. Send it to Melissa.
It's a little deep.
That's actually a very good. No, we all got it. We don't need to explain.
Deep.
No, we all got
deep
it.
Deep sea.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm it's still
like a,
going.
Okay. It's like a, also, it's like a, the harbor is safe.
And shallow.
But like but there is a Tacoma Harbor.
Okay, so we're the ship. Who's the ship?
The children. The seniors.
I will, performing at the arena, your childhood arena, really childhood arenas, is pretty wild. I walked in, the neon shapes of the Tacoma Dome. I graduated from high school. I went to Monster Jam here before. Monster Jam was a very, very classic event there. I saw Kid Rock there. I went to a couple concerts with my mom there. I saw Kiss and Aerosmith there. Actually, Aerosmith was kind of like a co-headlining with Kid Rock. It's about 2004. So 2002, 2001, something like that. I saw Stabbing Westward there. They had a moment. They were at the arena. Do you remember that? Yeah, they
forgot about that.
Yeah. I went to a lot of shows there. We went to the Christmas Expo there. Remember the Christmas Expo was at the Tacoma Dome?
I believe it. I know. When our basketball team went to state.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to go watch them there.
When I didn't go to state, wrestling was there. Performing at your local dome, and then obviously with Key Arena, Climate Pledge now, I've been to Kraken games there, and I went to like one Sonics game. People are like, do you go to Sonics? I was like, no, dude, we were poor kids in Federal Way. We did not go to the...
Too far
and expensive. Basketball tickets were expensive. You go to Mariners games. Mariner games, they would do like, you know, save up some bottle caps, and you could get a seat in the bleachers. But, you know, I'd been there for... you know, I had a classic rock phase there for a minute. I saw Bon Jovi there. and then that was, I think the first concert I saw there was the Deck the Hall Ball, which was the Pink, Garbage and Courtney Love's band.
Hole.
Great.
I go to that show now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw Rob Thomas there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Who liked one of my Instagram posts recently.
That's
I said
great.
The internet's wild. The internet is so wild. Did you know Megan
was it
Trainor?
At 3 a.m.
Megan Trainor follows me on TikTok. The internet is so wild because just everybody's on there. I got a notification. Rob Thomas liked you. And I was like, that is smooth, mm-hmm. is what that is. Sorry. Yeah.
I can't remember.
Santana
the
follows.
Name.
Yes.
What's his
Matchbox
band?
20.
It was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matchbox 20.
So, I mean, it's mm-hmm. Being a part of the Nateland world, and it's just, it's big, and it's fun, mm-hmm. and the hour's as good as ever. It's so funny. It's so unique. It's like, I don't know, it's very fun to watch, like, it's
progression.
I hosted yeah. in Tacoma, so I was on first, and it was just funny to go on stage and, like, I joked, I was like, full disclosure, this is more babies than I'm used to performing in front of. There are a lot of babies here, but, you know, Nate's brand of comedy is a real family affair. And that's one of the nice things. I've had people message me about, you know, I wish I could bring my teen or my kid to your show. And you couldn't have done that when you saw Nate's in clubs either. Nate, that's the yeah. thing with clubs. Clubs mm-hmm. have rules about that. You have to be 18, at least, oftentimes 21 or older.
I know a lot of moms, like in Texas, they brought their teen sons to see Nate.
Yeah.
Like mom and sons.
Yeah, it's really... It reminds,
out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it so. Reminds me. I mean, the reason that I like clean comedy and working clean is there was only so many things that I could watch with my dad growing up. You know, even mm-hmm. though my dad isn't like an aficionado for clean comedy, but we really liked like Foxworthy, and you wouldn't be embarrassed to watch it. We would watch dirty comedy separately, my dad and I, but yeah. together,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just gonna say. From what you've described, like you guys are at the arena like all day.
There is, yeah, you
know? Because it's similar to like a sports team,
mm-hmm.
sports team like NFL, or you know they roll in, they're doing their meeting,
yeah.
and then their press, and they're mm-hmm. just there,
yeah,
at the arena. So there's like rooms and catering and showers.
It's a whole thing, man. It's
like
unbelievable.
Gyms sometimes,
yeah.
Or,
oh yeah,
like. Dressing rooms, like locker yeah. rooms, like they have a lot of amenities.
They do have a lot of amenities.
Now, like in a theater, they have
no amenities.
I like to call it a teacher's lounge.
Yeah.
The theaters, it's like linoleum flooring and like the worst
old plastic chairs.
And it's like 100 years old and it's like the worst lighting. That's like what the... Like a teacher staff room.
Yeah, a lot of like these arenas are like new, yeah,
yeah.
and they're very
so
fancy
kind of
and
the
nice.
Difference
yeah,
between an arena and a
yeah.
theater, because theaters are old
yeah.
and historic,
and 10,000 people,
weird elevators, and
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of unique. I don't think most people realize that for an arena tour, like it's like a whole day.
It's a whole spectacle. I mean, when you come in the cars, they like sweep the cars for. Explosives like
before you enter
into the arena, like garages,
I guess
there's like security, a whole
yeah.
thing. I was like, oh wow, this is crazy,
because you go in the arena with
yeah.
your vehicle,
yeah. And I was okay. like, I just used to walk across the street from the hotel to the Spokane Comedy Club with Nate.
Yeah, just one entrance.
Yeah. Hey, what time do you want to leave?
5:10.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't want to watch your set. I'll be there at 5:30. Fair enough. I don't want to watch my set either, buddy.
Should we get Subway on the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the scale is so different.
It's unlike, I mean, I've been doing comedy for 14 years now, and I've been a part of some big things, and I've worked with some big comedians. The scale of this is, it's beyond what you even thought was possible for comedy.
Yeah.
And getting to do it in your own hometown, which, full disclosure, I identify with Tacoma a little more so even than Seattle as far as hometown goes.
Yeah.
I mean, we were four mm-hmm. exits away from my childhood house, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, and this is where you went to high school. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. on stage.
I drove by that arena every day to
every
go to
day.
High school.
Every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on mm-hmm. stage and I could tell like some of the other comedian people were like, wow, this guy has a lot of Tacoma material.
Oh,
don't you know it, baby? Don't you know it?
Well, and one thing that's kind of specific with Nate is it's kind of like youth group or like
it's very fun out there.
Team building or team bonding, you know, which is like volleyball teams will like go bowling to kind of build camaraderie.
Yeah.
And so you guys did go-karting. You just rented out
I was like,
a go-kart facility.
Which is so funny because, you know, the road is a lot. It's whoever you work with. So like Tay, when I'm out with Tay, it's like, hey, let's go back to the hotel and call it a night.
And we'll get snacks.
And then we'll get off stage. Nate will get off stage like, hey, everyone, run to the car. We're going go-karting. You're like, all right. Also, there's another dinner. Great. I've realized that the key to my health is food not being out and available all day long. If food is out and available, good food, just you're like, well, I guess I can have a fourth breakfast. You know, what's another biscuit?
Leanne Morgan, you know, her new special came out. Mm-hmm. She has this bit about craft services in the movie she filmed. And her whole thing is that they had to extend the strap on her sandal. You know, because she was eating all the food at craft services.
Yeah.
Like, it is like, it's catering.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like, it's like a buffet.
It's so good, man. Yeah. So, yeah. Thanks, Nate, for bringing me out. We're happy to be on the network. Happy to be opening for you. It's crazy. I mean, congrats doesn't even like seem like a big enough word, but it is, it's been fun to watch and, you know, it's so crazy to be a part of. And doing it again in your hometown is crazy. Like, again, not like general vicinity of like, man, I've been in this, the Tacoma Dome is so specific, you know, and then the messages from people like you, that I'm getting are like, oh my gosh, what are you doing here? I went to middle school with this guy, you know, you said there was like a Facebook one where someone was like, did we know, what was that one?
Someone was, I've got a... from my high school, you know, there's like 400 in our class and... someone was like, does anybody know who Melissa Nickerson is? Because I saw her husband at the Tacoma Dome with Nate Margazzi. And then one of my friends like tagged me and I was like, hi.
Hey, that's so funny.
And then she was like, were we bought tickets to Dustin's Tacoma show?
Great.
And well, small world.
I'm very grateful for the hometown love. I mean, I don't mean like this is just me being grateful for fans too. The first time that I opened for Nate in the Northwest, not counting Spokane, was we did the Aladdin Theater or the not the Aladdin, we did the Revolution Hall in Portland, and then we went and did the Neptune in Seattle, which I did the Neptune last time. Yeah. So you know it's been fun to like. I'm grown too, and I'm very grateful, specifically in the Northwest. And I was texting Nate, and I have the same management company at this point. And I was like texting them about this. I was like, this is pretty fun. You know, I'm like, I'm doing, but like, and that's like a nice jump. But to think that, like, and I'm not saying like, oh, I'm going to be in arena because I don't even know that that's even a goal of mine per se. You know, that stuff's so outside of your control. But you're like, well, I'm leveling up too and looking at the Neptune Theater. And I was feeling so good about that. And it was great. And those are some of the best shows of my life. And then for like 3 weeks later to walk on stage at Key Arena for two shows in the Tacoma. And then for the record, we drove to Portland 3 hours and did the arena there.
Yeah.
Which is did two arenas there too.
All the tickets.
It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's great. Well, next time I'm going to meet in the middle. I'm going to perform at Great Wolf Lodge, and I'm going to have everyone from Seattle and Tacoma going to do a residency at Great Wolf Lodges.
Love this.
Your thoughts?
I'm in.
Don't get a UTI this time.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey everybody! Want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons who give to our podcast. Thank you so much for your support of our work. They are
Adam Bush,
Alex Foos and Sam Graham,
Avril Griffiths,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Bonnie Galindo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Gary Teague,
Chris Finn,
Christopher and Bridget Finlin,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Eibling,
Dam Aris Diaz Stevens,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Jason and Francis White,
Jonathan Rivera,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith.
Christy Harrod.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Kauslan.
Nick Cordell.
Norman Perron.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Raina Camps.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Menya.
Zachary and Tammy Moyle.
And Tiffany Payne. Thanks so much, everybody.